Good evening, everyone, and welcome to My World with Stu Scheer. And I'll tell you what, we got a lot going on tonight, so we're excited to have everybody here. Anyway, you can come on over to the Trim Radio Network, and you can listen in. You can message us right off of the board. And also, we have merchandise, and we'd love to see you in our apparel. And anyway, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how easy it is. This song right here, Leave It to Beaver, is covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. We do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. No cussing, no swearing. Love to hear your opinion. And on top of that, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guests, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information passed along by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and that includes any health and medical information. Anyway, without further ado, here is Stu.
Hey, Michael. Boy, I hope everybody had a really nice Memorial Day, and if we're going to go over a few things about Memorial Day, even though it's already passed, but it's still on our minds, and we want to go through a lot of things that maybe the history of it and some of the things that have transpired afterwards. But I hope everybody had a very nice Memorial Day. Well, welcome to the Trim Radio Network, everybody, and welcome to my world. Live, laugh, and whatever. So we're going to have a little bit of each tonight. So well, anyhow, Stu? Michael does his disclaimer. I have to do mine.
Stu, real quick question. Yeah. Did they agree on a budget today?
Well, I haven't heard whether or not they agreed yet. And I can take a look here real quick on Twitter and see what's going on, other than, let's see. I don't see anything.
I didn't either. That's why I was asking. Okay.
I think what we're going to do as far as the budget goes, I honestly think they'll have a late night vote or an early morning tomorrow vote and come to a conclusion. I think what they need to do is basically go back, think it over again, because I don't think they cut enough. And that's just my personal opinion, but I think the budget can be cut way back instead of 1% like they proposed. I'd like to see them do a 10% cut every year for the next 5 years on all non-essential departments and programs in the government. That's just my personal opinion. They've got way too many paper pushers, and in a day of digitization, if I can use that term, I think it's doable. And so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Now, one thing that popped up about 3 hours ago with Dinesh D'Souza, conservativebrief.com, a felony at minimum, up to treason, Adam Schiff lands himself in hot water.
There's a surprise.
there will probably be a lot of surprises, and who knows, okay? So on the political end of it, we just have to wait and see, and you know, you've got some people saying, yeah, we're going to vote yes on it on both sides. And then you've got some people that are really staunch conservatives. They're saying, no, it was a lousy deal. We need to redo it. Mm-hmm. So my opinion is what we do is we set up, I mean, at minimum, a 5% cut for the next 10 years or a 50% cut or a 10% cut over the next 5 years. And cut back on the programs. You keep your essential programs that you need, and anything that's non-essential gets reduced.
Like Ukraine.
And they need to have a balanced budget.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll let and you. I know,
I'll let you hit at it. I'm going to get out of here.
Well, have fun, and we'll talk to you later.
All right.
Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world, live, laugh, and whatever. And, you know, like I said, Michael does his disclaimer. I have to do mine. So nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and just chill out. Oh, by the way, tell your friends to join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on the Trim Radio Network. Check us out. Invite your friends. Wow. We had a wild weekend, a busy weekend, and yesterday was something else. I had to do a big presentation for our lodge group, and I think I was about 30 to 45 minutes in length, complete with slides and explanations. I was going to say exclamations, but no, it's the other. I get my tongue tied, you know. It's after doing 45 minutes in front of a group explaining things, some technical, some not. It was a long evening. The biggest thing I ran into, at the last minute, we found out that the restaurant our group was going to go to had a problem. They were closed for Memorial Day. And our meeting date, and we only meet five times a year, happened to be Memorial Day. And so a change was made, and we went to, we'll call it Apple Bottoms, if you know what I mean. You can guess what it is. And there weren't too many people there, and people warned me in advance about it. And they told me what not to get, what to get, and so forth. Yeah, everybody has their own preferences on things. And I'm there early, and we told the waitress, hey, this is what's happening. She said, I know you're going to have about 12 people for dinner, and we'll have everything set up. And as it turned out, it was all quiet and calm, and I rested my elbows on the table, and I was talking to this friend of mine that rode with me, and the longer I started to talk, I went to take my elbows up off the table, and they were kind of stuck to the table, if you know what I mean. It was really tacky. I thought, well, I can get by that. And the longer it went, it took us about 35 to 40 minutes to get our food after the whole group got there. And the waitress was very, very polite, but I told her, I said, you know, we're missing something. She said, well, what are you missing? And I said, a table set up, you know, silverware. And so this guy comes out of the back with his hands wrapped around a big wad of napkins and silverware. Obviously, he was touching the silverware. Tossed it down on the table, said, there you go, and he left. I would just about, if I was still a health inspector, I would have gone nuts. Well, anyhow, we had our meal. We were late getting to the lodge where I was doing the presentation, and we got locked out. It was amazing. I had all this stuff, you know, and everything together, and we got to the door, and we started to open the door, and nobody unlocked the door. And so here we are outside for 15 minutes pounding on the door of this big building. And eventually somebody heard us. I didn't have the phone number for the person that was in the lodge room. Oh, it was something else. Well, we got started late. And it was an interesting evening. A big pat on the back, though, to somebody that's known as the coach, better known as John Nagy, N-A-G-Y, from down in Tampa. And he reviewed my paper and did an excellent job and gave some very good suggestions. And he had some last minute suggestions. I couldn't make changes. I just did not have time to get into it because I was running copies and doing all kinds of stuff. But the presentation went well, and I thanked everybody for listening to me. And by the time I got home, I thought, you know something? This is only part one. There's got to be a part two. And it took me 3 months research to do part one. So it looks like I'll be taking another 3 or 4 months to do part two. And it's all about rebuilding an organization. And since a lot of my work when I was working with the state was management and training, I used some of that expertise in that paper, and it went over fairly well. So part two will be coming up maybe in another 3 months, maybe four. We'll see what happens. Oh, that was my weekend. And of course, the Memorial Day weekend, I mean, Friday, it's like the last minute thing. Oh my God, we have to go and decorate the graves. We got to make sure that everything's taken care of. And we're running around, and I'm getting my sister together, a friend of mine together, and we're heading out to a little town called Castine, C-A-S-T-I-N-E. And a small graveyard there, I don't know, maybe 150, 200 graves. And it's interesting to find out that, hey, I'm related to this other group. Somehow I am. I don't know how, and I have to search that out. But we get there and we look at the tombstones for our section. And I always bring with me a couple of jugs of water. I also bring some stuff called Wet and Forget Outdoors. Another type of liquid is called D2. And we use that to clean the gravestone so it doesn't have moss and lichens. And luckily, it didn't have much moss on any of them, but we still cleaned them and applied the Wet and Forget to it. And that's all you do. And we wetted down the stones, the monuments, and then we went ahead and sprayed the D2 on it. And over time, what it does, it actually removes any lichens or moss, things like that. It just kills it and it's gone. And it takes a couple of weeks to do it, but it does an excellent job and it's good for a year. So anyhow, we got that done in Castine. Then we got back in the car and we drove to Greenville. And they have a really nice old cemetery there. And they must have had, I'm going to say maybe 8,000 to 10,000 graves there. And we were in the older section. So we went and did the same things to the stones there. We cleaned them off with water, you know, wiped them down. Then we put on the Wet and Forget Outdoors, and the one big stone, I don't know how heavy this thing is, but it's about 2.5 feet thick and about 5 feet tall and 5 feet wide. Now that's a heavy stone, and it had some moss growing on the backside of it, so we sprayed that down, and It'll be fine. We'll go back probably in about 3 months and check it out in the fall. And all that should be taken care of. But we did our thing there. And then we decided to go to a place. And I don't know if you guys have ever had Made Rights. A friend of mine calls them crumble burgers. It's kind of like a sloppy Joe, but it's not that sloppy. It's not that wet. And we had a couple of those and a bag of potato chips. Always have to have chips with it and something to drink. And then we drove back to my hometown and we made sure the graves were okay there. But that was our weekend. And then I stayed up late. I mean, late Saturday night and into early Sunday morning. And I was working on this presentation and I had everything written up and printed off. But, oh, I needed to have a slideshow with it. And that was a problem because over the years, I always did them when I was working. But Microsoft and their infinite lack of wisdom decided, okay, we're going to make some changes to it. So it took me about an hour to relearn PowerPoint. And I used to be very proficient in PowerPoint. I had to relearn it because they move things around and they change things. And just, you know, you had something good going, don't mess with it. But no, Microsoft likes to do their thing. So anyhow, probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, I was done with the slideshow. I ran it through a couple of times, found a couple errors, made the changes, and then put it on a thumb drive, one of those small drives that you carry with you, and I was ready to go. Well, the next morning, I'm up. Well, the parade had already passed by. I mean, I could hear the drums as I woke up, and they're half a mile away, and I'm like, oh, boy, I'm in trouble. I won't make the parade. So I could watch it on YouTube. And it was fine. I could watch that. But you never, have you ever noticed every parade happens to have the horses? And somebody makes sure that they fed the horses before the parade. And then somewhere during the parade, the horses have to excrete this, you know what? Plop, as I like to call it. Well, right behind the horses, they always put the marching band and they always have on those white tennis shoes. Well, they weren't white after they got done. They didn't have people to readily pick up the plop, if you know what I mean. And so that was always a problem. I think they didn't like the marching band or something, you know. And then they always have fire trucks from all over. And they always have them all spit shined, you know, polished up. Fire chief had his dad with him in the parade. And his dad pulled a fast one. The fire chief was driving because it was a city vehicle. His dad was sitting on the passenger side. Well, on the passenger side, he put a magnetic sign over the thing that said fire department, and it said fire chief's dad. And the fire chief didn't know it existed. And he was waving. And so it was, the guy's a character. I have lunch with him at least 4 days a week. But anyhow, the parade goes on. They have different types of community bands and things, and the Girl Scouts and the Brownies and the Boy Scouts and whatever, Cub Scouts, you know, and they're handing out flags and everything. And I missed it. I had to watch it on TV because I woke up late because I was working on this presentation. That was my Memorial Day weekend. And then going up and having our meal at Apple Bottoms. And that was a trip. But anyhow, I hope you guys had a really good Memorial Day weekend. Whether or not you had steaks or hamburgers or hot dogs or all three, or, you know, whether you had the macaroni salad and the potato salad and all that, keep that stuff cold. I got to tell you something. Never let potato salad or macaroni salad, anything that has dairy products in it, if it gets more than 45 degrees, you get these little cooties. And the cooties have fun for a while, and then they take a rest, you know, sit back, smoke a cigarette, shoot the breeze, and then they get started again. It's called lag and log. Actually, log first and lag second. You can look it up. But you got to watch in the warm weather, because anything that's dairy or egg type products that are out and they get above 45 degrees, every 30 minutes, they multiply. Actually, I think it's around 20, but general rule is about 30 minutes, they like to multiply. So that's why keep things refrigerated. Cold things keep them cold, hot things keep them hot. That's what you need to remember at any picnic. And if anybody serves any potato salad with egg in it and the temperature on it is 60 degrees, I wouldn't eat it. Trust me, I've been to places where it's been that way. They said, oh, it's okay. And then people go home and they have all kinds of distress. Whether or not it's the top end distressed or the bottom end distressed, but they have it. Well, anyhow, I hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. And I hope you're having a good time this week. It's hot here in Ohio right now. It is 83 degrees. I think it was up to about 88 degrees today. So it was a stay inside day type of thing for me. Well, I have to give some shout outs. A big shout out to trimradio.com. I mean, you know, Michael Bejas and I have been working on different projects and stuff together for a long time. He's great to work with. Trim Radio is a fantastic place. If you want to do your own show, hey, let us know. In the comments section, just let us know, and we'll get you going. Michael is the brains behind this. So, I mean, all you have to do is say, hey, Michael, how do I pull this thing off? How do I have my own show? And he'll walk you through. Or you can get a hold of Riscala Stefan down in Miami, Florida. Really good guy. Great show with Fishing in Florida and the Red Pill show. He'll walk you through it. Excellent people. Fantastic. Hey, on YouTube, check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Summer classes are in session. Students have graduated, but they still have summer classes, and they also have basketball camp and everything else coming up. So you can enjoy the campus if you desire to go there. It's a great campus, and Findlay in the summertime is neat, great facilities, great basketball camp. You have to check out their basketball camp. It is fantastic. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, he does an excellent job. He makes a lot of custom pens for colleges, universities, businesses, fraternal groups, you name it. He does it. It's all custom. They come out of the shop absolutely perfect. If you're into Second Amendment pens, he's got them. He's got a couple different designs, and they are really neat. Check out Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. Dave Kobler at Southern Prepper One. Dave didn't have anything on, I think, the last couple of days because it's Memorial Day weekend. But he has a lot of people calling in for boots on the ground, and they call in or they send him emails about what's going on. And he does an excellent job explaining what's going on in some of the financial world, some of the businesses, and so forth. And we're going to cover a couple things tonight. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King, fantastic people. I wish Dave Kobler and Danny and Wanda were my neighbors. Same thing with Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead on YouTube. I wish all of them were my neighbors, really. If I didn't want them to be neighbors, I wouldn't mention their names on the show. Oh, Goshen Prepping with Eric. He's fantastic. He's up in Michigan. And I think it's someplace in the middle part of Michigan. Someplace maybe I've never been. I don't know. I mean, there's different parts of Michigan that I've been. Battle Creek was a neat place. Watch them make cereal. But now they don't let you do that for security reasons. But back when I was a kid, we could go up there, watch them make cereal. And they would treat us like you wouldn't believe. Fantastic thing to see. Well, over on BitChute, we have Cliff High, and that's BitChute, and Cliff is a very prophetic person. That's a big word, but he is. He knows a lot. And he's an actuary for insurance companies, and he's also does a lot of statistics. Then there's Farmer Jones with his deep voice. He's down in Florida. Fantastic, fantastic reporter, and amazing Polly. Polly is something else, and she goes beyond where a lot of people go ahead and research. She's really that good. And she's up in Canada. She's, I believe, in Ontario province somewhere. But she has all these different links to people and who they know that are involved in this whatever problem she promotes. Fantastic person. Well, you know, we talked about Memorial Day, what happened in my world with the decorations and stuff. There was an article that, actually not even an article, it was a report on WHIO TV about a cemetery in Jefferson Township. It was called the Bear Creek Cemetery near Dayton, Ohio. And somebody reported that the cemetery was not kept up. Now, normally cemeteries, you know, they mow and they trim, and it's a daunting job. Where I live, our cemetery is bigger than the city because the cemetery has about 28,000 graves. That's a lot. And you have to mow and you have to trim and you have to make sure everything's looking good and all the trees. It's also an arboretum, so you have to keep the trees looking nice and bushes and everything else. And it's a job, and you only have four or five people doing that job, as well as burials during the week or other maintenance issues. And so getting ready for Memorial Day is a really big job. Well, anyhow, this cemetery, the Bear Creek Cemetery, somebody went out there and it wasn't mowed. Things weren't trimmed. And she made several calls and didn't get any return calls back from the cemetery administration. And a bunch of other things. And people on their own came out, and somebody had a bush hog, one of those big mowers, and they were mowing, and other people were using hand mowers and mowing between the stones and trimming things up. And there was a guy on Facebook that has a video, and that's what he does. He donates his time maybe once a week or once a month, and he cleans up old cemeteries. And he gets people to help clean the headstones and so forth. And I don't know if they're using that D2 or they're using wet and forget outdoors. D2 is a little bit quicker, but you don't want to use it on marble. Granite, it's okay. Marble, it's not. It has a tendency to degrade the marble. Well, anyhow, that was a problem. And so people pitched in to get everything looking decent. Is your local cemetery kept clean? You know, I think by law in Ohio, they have to be mowed once a month. And I think that's the rule. I know our local cemetery with the one with the 28,000 graves, they are mowing probably 4 days a week, maybe 5 days a week in different sections. It's a continual process besides doing the burials. I mean, it's quite a deal. It's a very nice cemetery and arboretum, which means they have trees and stuff. And they keep it looking pretty neat. But that was in Jefferson Township. And for somebody to let something get that infested with weeds and, you know, twigs and limbs and grass and not trim that doesn't honor the people that are buried there. Because a lot of people in the cemeteries, you know, they're veterans, and we honor them on Veterans Day, as well as our parents and grandparents and cousins and so forth, all the relatives. And, you know, if you don't take time to keep the stones clean, free of lichens and moss and other things. It's not a good representation of your family. And it should be an honor to do that. And somebody obviously didn't do their job. Hey, and we still have crazy drivers here. People just drive right on through a four-way stop. And some people just slow down. They think they're in California and they can get away with it. And they slow down and then they go right through the stop sign. Somebody's going to get killed one of those days. I've been saying that for a while. Hey, we had a power outage here today. And it was a crazy, just a blip. Things went off and it came right back on. The power was back on and it was a split second, but I had to go back and reset all the clocks. And I got a call from my neighbor and he said, hey, did you have power go out? And I said, yeah, for a second. And it was back on, no problems, but I had to reset all my clocks. And he said, well, I had to reset all of my computer stuff and everything else. Luckily, I didn't have to, but he was talking about that. And he said, well, you're on the power board, aren't you? I said, well, yeah, I've been the chair of the power board for quite a while. And I said, we were talking about Tuesday that there was a problem downtown in the city, and they had some type of a problem with the power going into the transformer, which is a good-sized transformer, and the power has to equal coming out. So it's equal on both ends. And there was a time when it wasn't, but it was only just a tiny bit. So they had to call in a specialist to figure this out, because even though our electrical distribution team here in the city, and we have our own power, they do an excellent job. They're fantastic people. I can't say enough about these guys, especially when they get a call in the middle of the night to come out and work 4 and 5 hours to correct a transformer that blew, or, you know, squirrel gets up in the wires. That's a big thing with power companies. The squirrels get into the wires, and, you know, we have fried squirrel that's very instantaneous, or you have a vaporized squirrel. That's another thing. You don't want to mess with those wires. But anyhow, that was going on, and I just told them, I said, you know, they had it fixed. They were still working on a problem. And when they get it solved, it'll be good. But the whole town did not lose power. A town of about 22,000-23,000 people. And only little sections have a problem when this one transformer has a hiccup. So that was going on. And that's why I have a lot of battery operated clocks, so I don't have to constantly go around and, you know, you do the stove, the microwave, and maybe an alarm clock, and that's about it. Everything else is battery operated. Oh, I was going to talk about some banks failing, but right now it's kind of calm. But I would prep up and I would buy extra food, extra water. Remember, you need a gallon per person per day minimum. And that doesn't include using the little room on the hill, if you know what I mean. And like Michael and I were talking before the show officially began, what about the spending bill? Was that approved? I don't know. Everybody's kind of posturing whether or not they're going to vote on it. The way I look at it is Congress hasn't done their job in probably 20 years. And they say they're going to do something. It's time to put their feet to the fire and make them do things. Don't tell me, show me. Missouri is the show me state? All the states ought to be show me states. Don't tell me, just show me. You know, put your mouth where your money is. Put your money where your mouth is. Do something. And that's what you got to do. By the way, friends of mine, Doug and Stacy out in Missouri, and they're out in the, you know, in the country, I'll call it this way. They used to be city slickers and so forth, and now they're living like the Amish. Matter of fact, they live close to an Amish group, and they've kind of managed their lives that way. They grow their own food. They do all kinds of stuff. And they're doing okay. And they were talking about the Amish and getting sick during COVID and so forth. They just worked through it. It was just a flu to them. It wasn't something that was super deadly or they had to go to the hospital. They handled it and they did quite well, according to Doug and Stacy. Something to think about. Oh, and this woke stuff. Oh, man. Other stores, I guess Target is going woke or went woke for a little bit and they lost sales. Trends and fads, it's kind of crazy. You know, you have a product, you sell it to your customers. You don't go politically one way or politically the other. Here it is. I have French fries. This is what I'm selling is French fries. And I'm not going to make them woke fries or anything else. These are French fries. These are steaks. These are buns for steak burgers, or however you want to do it. You sell a product a certain way. You don't change it politically one way or the other. After all, fries don't know whether they're woke or not. They really don't care. They are fries. And the same thing with shirts and everything else. I was looking at something that things that were made in America, they had this long list. And they said, well, the shirts are made in China, Vietnam, and so forth, but they're sold here. Well, that's not made in the U.S. We sold out a lot of stuff. I had a friend of mine that had a factory. And they made airplane propellers, and the federal government asked them to consider moving some of their operation to China. And this is back when Richard Nixon was in as president. And they went over and they looked into it, and I think they started a small factory over there, but then they pulled out. And it's probably a good thing because some of the things got copied over there. That's what the Chinese like to do. They get something going and then they copy it, and your property is probably down the tubes. They find a way to make it cheaper. And this company is built on honor. Everything works. You don't get junk coming out of that factory because people's lives are involved in it. Well, you know, the history of Memorial Day, or as it was known years and years and years ago as Decoration Day, as it was known, it honored only those lost while fighting the Civil War. And then later on, World War I was added, and the United States found itself in another war, World War II. And then you had the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so it was a way to honor those who had given their lives for the country. And for decades, Memorial Day continued to be observed on May 30th, the date that General Logan had selected for the first Decoration Day. But in 1968, I was out of high school 2 years. I was in college at the time. Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May in order to create a three-day weekend for federal employees. Why didn't they just make it a three-day weekend for everybody? Well, the change went into effect in 1971. And the same law also declared Memorial Day as a federal holiday. Originally known as Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. The birthplace of the Memorial Day and early observances, well, the Civil War, which ended in the spring of 1865, claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history and required the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. And by the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to these countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. Well, it's unclear whether exactly this tradition, where it originated, and numerous different communities may have independently initiated the memorial gatherings. And some records show that one of the earliest Memorial Day commemorations was organized by a group of formerly enslaved people in Charleston, South Carolina, less than a month after the Confederates surrendered in 1865. Nevertheless, the article says in 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. Waterloo, which first celebrated the day on May 5th, 1866, was chosen because it hosted an annual community-wide event during which businesses closed and residents decorated the graves of soldiers with flowers and flags. And now you know the rest of the story. So other than decorating graves, what did you do on Memorial Day? How many relatives got together on Memorial Day? How many had a big cookout? What did you have for the cookout? Was the potato salad warm? Did you feel the urge the next day to have problems? It's a good thing to remember. Always take care of the food. Make sure hot's hot and cold is cold. And you'll be fine. And don't eat any rare meat. Never eat rare meat. Just a word of advice. But now you know a little bit more on Memorial Day. Hopefully you went to your local parade and you saw what was going on, or else at least watched it on TV or YouTube. At least you had a cookout and you were with friends and socializing and, you know, visiting the graves. Whether or not they fought in a war or not, it's always good to remember your relatives. And I'm starting to get stuff from the internet, and I get it in email, and it talks about all of my ancestors. I'm not really into that, but I'm starting to, because some of my relatives, nine times removed from the original group, happen to be Orville and Wilbur Wright. Kitty Hawk guys, the bicycle shop down in Dayton and so forth, they were relatives, as well as a few other people. Helen Keller was a relative, I think five times removed. It's amazing how they come up with all this research, and some of it comes from the Church from Latter-day Saints, and they have a big database out in Salt Lake City. And I'll probably never get out to Salt Lake. I'm not Mormon. I know a few, but I'm not of their faith. And it's interesting on how they research everything. And I get these updates maybe once or twice a week. And I can get on for free and see where my relatives are and then attach them to a family tree. I haven't done the tree yet. The local guys I have, local relatives, but I haven't really gone out and put everything else together, because there's a lot of people and they're related to a lot of different people. whether it was the Wrights or the Drews or even the Schwagerts, not Jimmy Swaggart. No, they're not related to him. But there are a lot of different people. And it's kind of interesting. So maybe I'll get involved in that. Another interesting thing that came up actually yesterday was a notice came out, and it was written by Evan Simon, S-Y-M-O-N. Old Navy is latest chain store chased out of San Francisco's downtown. What's going on in these, in quotes, woke cities? And if they're not woke, they're so liberal that the bums are in the street. They're doing up dope. They're smoking stuff, living on the street. Why? They just can't cope with things, or they got psychological issues or financial issues. What's going on? And all these stores that put big money into their stores, and Old Navy has some good stuff. Gap has good things. Walmart, you wouldn't believe Walmart in Chicago is actually pulling out some of their stores. And out on the West Coast, there's friends of mine call it the Left Coast. They're doing stuff like that. The businesses are saying, we can't put up with all of this, what they call shrinkage or theft. And with the theft thing, I mean, didn't anybody tell you you don't steal? You know, bad things can happen to you. You can get jail time or fines or whatever. You just don't do that stuff. Well, obviously, people didn't listen. And I've seen some videos where a group of people go in and they're wearing hoodies and masks, and they run into a store and they just grab whatever they want, put it in a bag and run out the door. And the security cops aren't doing anything about it. Some security people are taking pictures. But how do you point to people who have masks on? You know, I once knew a bank that put up a sign in the wintertime, no hoodies and masks during the wintertime when you come into the bank. They had to see your face when you walked into the bank. Because if they let you wear a mask and a hoodie, you could rob them and they couldn't say who you were. They couldn't point anything out. And so that was the reason for that. And I think a lot of stores should do that. You know, there's no hoodies and you don't wear a mask. Well, speaking of masks, at this dinner that I was at, one of the guys always would wear a mask. And suddenly the weather got warm. He didn't come with a mask on. And I looked at him. I said, where's your mask? He says, oh, we don't need them now. And I said, you know, I've listened to some doctors that were fairly credible, and they were saying you never needed a mask to begin with. The mask didn't do anything. If anything, you were breathing back in the bugs that you had. But you were breathing out, and you constantly re-breathed all of this stuff. And he says, well, I just go by the science. Well, if you went by the science, you might be washing your hands more frequently, getting fresh air, getting sunshine. You know, I'm not a doctor. I didn't play one, but I did stay in a Holiday Inn Express. Matter of fact, I'll be staying at a Holiday Inn Express in the eastern part of the state when I go to the Ohio University homecoming August 7th. Oh, and that's going to be a treat. If I don't have a vacation during the year, that is one thing that I look at, is at least 3 days in Athens, Ohio, getting ready for one of the wildest homecomings around. Trust me, I'm going to be doing that. Well, anyhow, let's get back to Old Navy. They're pulling out of San Francisco's downtown. And I said, I think it said Market Street location, July 1st, will become be the latest retail chain store to leave the city's downtown in recent months. And it says for several years, large chains and small businesses have been leaving San Francisco, either closing permanently or relocating operations outside the city and state. And in case of small businesses, some have left the area entirely, moving out of state or to other regions in the state. So for the last few years, for example, Walgreens has closed more and more stores in the city. Higher end stores have also cited break-ins and crime as major reasons for leaving. Amazon Go stores, Anthropology, that's a big word, flagship Whole Foods stores, Nordstrom's, and Saks Off Fifth announced closings. How did we get to that point? How did all of a sudden we have, was it wokeness? I mean, how do we have people breaking windows and looting stores and doing all kinds of stuff? Or kids picking on fights? What, did they get the jab? Is the jab causing the problem? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a sociologist. I've had a few classes, but I don't have that as a specialty. But all the stuff going on in the big cities and people moving out of New York State and they're going elsewhere, the people leaving California and moving to Texas, which is Texas is a pretty conservative state. Think about all that stuff that's going on. Do we have decency? Do we have common respect for each other? Generally, you do, except in some cases, like what happened up in Chicago. They had a riot downtown on Michigan Avenue. And it was a bunch of teenagers. Gee, it's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? That used to be a saying here out of WHIO-TV in Dayton at one point during the summer. It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? Yeah, they're in bed. Or else they're watching the news and then they're going to bed. And that was a rule in our family. You could stay and watch the news, but then you were in bed and you didn't mess around. Once you went upstairs, you went to sleep and that was it. And if you didn't behave, you suddenly went to your room again earlier than that. And if you had homework, you make sure that you had it done. And there's no messing around. But nowadays, I don't know. I mean, finally, when I was in high school, I was allowed to go sit on the front porch at night and just sit there and chill out. Or if the neighbors wanted to come over and talk, that's fine. We couldn't go any farther than that. But now, I guess it's anything goes. And in Dayton, they have their problems. They haven't had any riots or anything, but they have their problems with shootings and everything else. Where I live, we had a shooting, but the person was trying to scare somebody off and they shot into the air. They didn't realize that what goes up in the air often comes down. And there was some type of a dispute. Well, anyhow, the local police approached. The perpetrators left. The county sheriff caught them. And now they're facing all kinds of different things out of that one decision they made that went wrong. And firing the gun, having a gun, having it during a disability, having it when they had drugs in the car. Were they from this town? No, they were from out of town. Matter of fact, I think they were from Alabama. Well, both of them are now in the jail. and they have a lot of felony counts, and they have some misdemeanor counts. Oh, it's going to be interesting. Normally, this town's okay. We don't have a lot of problems. We don't have a lot of shootings and deaths. You go farther south. Oh, Cincinnati's a mess. Dayton's a mess. Columbus is a mess. Cleveland is always a mess. We don't have that here. And that's a good thing. So you take a look at everything that's going on and stores closing and due to violence and everything. That's not a good thing. There was a report that came out, and we'll just end with this because this report came out. It was authored by Autumn Spreadman, Spreadman, Spreadman. And it was in the Epoch Times. And it said nearly half of all Americans now have a chronic disease. As Doug was talking about the Amish, they don't have those types of diseases. They eat more natural foods. So maybe it's the processed foods that are causing the problems. But anyhow, the report said it can strike at any time, at any age, and when someone develops a chronic disease, it can cause debilitating, life-altering changes that penetrates every aspect of daily life. It goes on to say the expanding elderly population and adults aren't the only age group seeing the uptick. More than 40% of the children and adolescents currently have at least one chronic illness, according to the CDC, Centers for Disease Control. And there's also tremendous concern and a cost burden. And the spectrum of chronic diseases comprise a disproportionately large segment of U.S. healthcare costs of the nation's $4.1 trillion annual healthcare expenditures. Chronic diseases account for 90%. So maybe if we don't eat a lot of processed foods, maybe if we don't eat a lot of hamburgers and cheeseburgers and French fries and other processed foods, but we go back to the natural foods. I know broccoli and asparagus, a lot of people don't like that, but they have a purpose because asparagus cleanses out the kidneys, from what I've been told, and other things. And maybe going back to eating real vegetables, not that it's been in a can, just get them fresh from the farmer's market. Get your potatoes that way, get your beans, asparagus, tomatoes. Get them from an organic place or a farmer's market. And I think if we would all switch to that, then we might be healthier. I know I love my cheeseburgers. I love them. But I have to back off. And pizzas. I love pizzas. There's nothing better than a good pizza. Thank you, Holly's in Cass-Town, Ohio. My God, they have the best pizzas. It's a
Pizza,
home
pizza,
plate.
pizza.
Pizza. Yeah, it's good stuff. And I'll tell you what. If people go back to eating more natural foods and not heavily processed, I've got my garden finally going. Hopefully I get cucumbers and zucchinis and non-hot jalapeno peppers. That's going to be interesting to try those. But I start getting that during the summer and maybe late summer, early fall. I can start eating healthier instead of going to Sweet Treats and having ice cream after the show. Anyhow, I hope everybody had a good holiday weekend. I hope your week is good. And I hope the Strawberry Festival in Troy, Ohio does very well. And I'm going to be down there playing health inspector. I'm going to be monitoring temperatures for our lodge because they have refrigerated trailers and they need help monitoring the temperatures. And so, since I have a little background, that's what I'm doing. Anyhow, guys. everybody, have a good week, and we'll see you on Money and Change on Sunday, and then again next week with My World. See ya.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Trim Radio Network and My World with Stu Scheer. And, of course, I am Michael Bayhaus, the producer. Anyway, God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. Be kind to one another. My gosh. Get on Twitter, and I'm seeing all this violence and everything else. You know what? Don't let them cause infighting amongst ourselves. We need to stop this. We need to stop this crap now. End the racism that they have made people believe. And I'm going to tell you, the only ones benefiting from is them. That's it. You know, stop this. Quit hurting each other. Be good. Love thy neighbor as you love thyself. Remember, that was the number two thing that Christ said. So do it. Anyway, God bless you all. Have a good week. Pray for us all. And take care, folks. And we'll see you later.